newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay it forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Live music is back at the Fort Garry Hotel. Jazz Winnipeg is pleased to bring weekly live...
Our founding fathers guaranteed us certain protections. The freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom to own and play stringed instruments of all kinds. Those founding fathers didn't place restrictions on these freedoms. They didn't say the right to play guitar shall not be violated except when used to play Green Day's Time of Your Life over and over again in a common area of your dorm. No! Where will these restrictions end? A background check when you want to take up a banjo? A five-day waiting period to buy a Telecaster? An all-out ban on the Flying V? Or, dare I say, whammy bar? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is up to you to defend our right to keep and bear guitars.
You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, defending your rights as well as the rights of others since 1998.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom. The show's called At Large. I will be with you until 5:30 today. The show's going to run long, so I'm not going to say too much now. So I just hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to kick it off with a Winnipeg band. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you. second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.
Thank you. You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Here at UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, we started the set with the Winnipeg band, Living Hour. We heard Hump, and that was from their Someday Is Today album. That was the band's third album, released in 2022. I know they have a new album out. I will be playing it next week, so stay tuned. I'm sure you've heard it many times, but yeah, I will have it on the show next week. So, and then the second song in the set was from Gwennifer Ramon. We heard Incantation off of her Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain. Just a fantastic guitarist, Welsh guitarist, influenced by a number of bands, but just amazing. And then in the middle, Cyndi Lauper with her classic Time After Time, and that was from her debut album, She's So Unusual, and that was released back in 1983. I quite often talk about my Thompson days. I remember Cyndi Lauper from Thompson. Always brought a smile on my face when I heard her on the radio, and she's just a fantastic person. I've heard a couple of interviews with her, and yeah, that's one lady that's got it together. Then it was Nels Klein with Down Close, and that was from his Concentric Quartet album. That was released again last year in 2025. And then finishing the set, Led Zeppelin with Ramble On, and that was from their Led Zeppelin II album that was released in 1969. I never got to see Led Zeppelin live. I was always disappointed that I didn't. But I did get to see Robert Plant recently, and he is starting to play some Led Zeppelin stuff. So he did that song, and there was a young man in our row that just went absolutely wild when he heard him play it. Of course, the version wasn't the same, and he's done some stuff to it. But yeah, but the guy was just amazing. Plant was amazing. The kid that was so excited about hearing it was amazing. So anyways, I'm going to play another classic coming up. Well, it's from the 90s. I guess it could be a classic now. So anyways, I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
day I spotted you in a crowd. I almost shouted your name out loud. It's been years since I thought about falling in love and falling out. 2004 in a little pink door. You were wrapping me up, I wanted so much more. I'll see you later in a thought for sure. Out of the blue, a song came on and I thought of you. I bought you the album as a birthday gift. Now I'm showing my age, it was a compact disc. 2004, we were sleeping on the floor, still half awake from the night before. I see you later and I thought for sure.
Confidence may be shattered. the turnstile. For the turnstile. For the turnstile.
Some back street like a dream when you jumped in. Shotgun, now I don't want this highway to end. Like a river running to the ocean blue. Like a million roads leading back to you. You're my destination, you're my last stop. And the highway knows I'm gonna love you till the wheels fall.
Molly Tuttle with The Highway Knows. And you're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, Molly Tuttle. It's off her latest album, So Long, Miss Sunshine, that was released last year in 2025, August of 2025. She's just a fantastic banjo and guitar player from California. Excuse me. And then before Molly Tuttle, it was Neil Young with For the Turnstiles. That was from his On the Beach album. That was his fifth, and that was released in 1974. And that was a real departure from his previous two albums, After the Gold Rush and Harvest. He has described it as one of his ditch records he wanted. He felt that with Harvest, Heart of Gold, all that, he was stuck in the middle of the road, so he wanted to drive the car into the ditch. He wanted to do something different. And On the Beach, I remember buying it. It came out in 74. I would have been 16 then, and I was a big Neil Young fan. I really liked Harvest. I really liked them After the Gold Rush. And then I got bought On the Beach, and I listened to that album, and I was kind of, oh, this is kind of different. But I didn't dislike it, but it just took a little while to get warmed up to it. So, and after you listen to it a few times, it's just a fantastic album. That's Neil Young, On the Beach, released in 1974. That was his fifth. And then in the middle, Kathleen Edwards with Little Pink Door, and that was from her latest album, Billionaire, and that was released in August of 2025. That was her sixth, and that's an album, the more I listen to it, like a lot of them, the more I like it. Excuse me. And she will be at Folk Fest this year, so I remember the last time she was at Folk Fest, she was just amazing. She was on the big stage. I really enjoyed her show there, so yeah, Kathleen Edwards. And then the second song in the set was Mary Halverson with Absinthian from her About Ghost album. And that was the Massachusetts artist's latest and 14th, prodigious, 14th album. That was released last year, June 2025. And then, as I said, kicking off the set was Nirvana with Smells Like Teen Spirit. And that was from their Nevermind album, released in 1991. And it was also released as a single. Many view that as one of the greatest songs of all times. And it's funny because Smells Like Teen Spirit, it was one of the ladies in Bikini Kill told Kurt Cobain that he smelled like Teen Spirit. But that was a deodorant, but he didn't know that. So he thought that was pretty astute assumption. Smells Like Teen Spirit, so he used it to his advantage. And as they say, the rest is history. But if you want to, you could read Nirvana stuff for an hour on the internet, or hours and hours and hours, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But anyways, I'm going to play a commercial, then I'm going to come back with The Weirs. I hope you enjoy. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
I wanna die easy. salvation as I fly. Alone is not easy when I die. I want to see Jesus.
See, now ends in a comma. Can't believe you might wanna stick around. Turn in the dial in search of a station. The last 2 years, just one long staycation. I'm not cashing the check that I got from the nation. If it just tests my patience, I'm just staying in.
on, come on. What are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it,
just give me indie rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
An eagle's nest on the head of an old redwood on one of the precipice-footed ridges above Ventana Creek. That jagged country which nothing but a fallen meteor will ever plow. No horseman will ever ride there, and no hunter cross this ridge but the winged ones. No one will steal the eggs from this fortress. The she-eagle is old. Her mate was shot long ago. She has now mated with a son of hers. When lightning blasted her nest, she built it again on the same tree. In the splinters of the thunderbolt.
A broken shack. An old man takes his time about dying. And just at the back, wildflower bed that you'll lie in. In dawn's new light, a man might venture a horse-drawn stage from Monterey.
She-eagle's older than I. She was here when the fires of 85 raged on these ridges. She was lately fledged and dared not hunt ahead of them, but ate scorched meat. The world has changed in her time. Humanity has multiplied, but not here. Men's hopes and thoughts and customs have changed. Their powers are enlarged. Their powers and their follies have become fantastic.
On the hill, a wagon load of bodies lay scattered. Shipwrecked at sea, limestone ore is all that mattered. They took it from the hills right in through the cargo doors. And how many ships have come and gone at Thurso's landing shore?
The unstable animal never has been changed so rapidly. The motor and the plane and the great war have gone over him. And Lenin has lived and Jehovah died while the mother eagle hunts the same hills, crying the same beautiful and lonely cry. And is never tired, dreams the same dreams, and hears at night the rock slides rattle and thunder in the throats of these living mountains. It is good for man to try all changes, progress and corruption, powers, peace and anguish, not to go down the dinosaur's way until all his capacities have been explored. And it is good for him to know that his needs in nature are no more changed, in fact, in 10,000 years than the beaks of eagles.
Eagles ply, we know that nature's balance is undone. Birthright of man to unify and live his life as one. A whisper of the word will let you soar with your soul.
Water, water, water.
2 from the Beach Boys, my favorite Beach Boy album, Holland. And we just heard California Saga, The Beaks of Eagles, and California Saga, California. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. My name is Tom, and I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, the Beach Boys, Holland. Their 19th album, released in 1973, and that was the last album that Carl Wilson led the band on. And I remember when that album came out, my friends, we used to buy albums, but certain people would buy certain albums because you didn't have that much money. So, and then we would all listen to each other's albums. And I remember when my friends, he bought Holland, I remember we put it on and I was just amazed at it. Yeah, just fantastic album. And then before the Beach Boys, the Canadian artist Bahamas with In Country from his My Second Last album. That was released in 2025, and that was his 7th. And then opening the set, as I said, were Weirs. And I kind of messed up. I was supposed to play Everlasting, but I didn't. I wanted Die Easy. But it was off the Diamond Grove album, which is the same song. It's the same album that I was going to play the song from, but I didn't. Anyways, time-wise, I should work out okay. So, anyways, what have I got next? Oh, I'm going to come back with another Hamilton artist. I don't think you'll guess who it is, but I'm going to put her on right now. So, the show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. watching the detectives. Ooh, he's so cute. She's watching the detectives.
We'll be right back. na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na
Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne, inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, the set opened with Canadian artist Tara Lightfoot. We heard Midnight Choir, and that was from her Consider the Speed album. That was the Hamilton artist's fourth album released back in 2020. Then it was Winnipeg's The Ducks with Magnolia's set from their second album, The Ducks, released back in 2005. Then it was Elvis Costello with a single he released in October 1977, Watching the Detective Still Stands the Test of Time. I've heard Elvis Costello. I really was a big Elvis Costello fan. I've heard him being played on the radio a lot in the last 3-4 months, so I thought I gotta include him in my set, so I did. And then finishing the set, you just heard Led Zeppelin with The Ocean, and that was from their Houses of the Holy album, released in 1973. And as I said earlier, I saw Robert Plant lately. This was one of the Led Zeppelin songs that he played when he did his set, so I couldn't have been happier. Okay, I got to say thanks for listening today. I got one more song. If you're following the show log, I'm going to change it because I'm running out of time. So the song I had picked was a little long. I usually play a Manitoba or Winnipeg artist at the end, but I started one with today, so this one has connections to Winnipeg, so I'm sure you will you'll be happy with it. So anyways, I just want to say thank you so much for listening today, and have a great week, and let's hope we get some warm weather, and I hope you enjoy it. It's At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
holding a passenger who could not fly. In search of souls, in search of something. Let it go and let it slide. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. When I find out what we're on, we'll bring it back, but it won't be easy. They won't believe our many could drown in a star scene.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Gabby Moraes, Brazilian illustrator and ceramicist developing concept art, character design, game design, and illustrations for numerous children's books. Gabby illustrated the book recently released entitled My Very Best, written by native Winnipegger Stephanie Gutnick. Gabby lectures and offers workshops for schools and festivals, such as cartoon portrait workshops on how to draw portraits of yourself or someone you like in a fun way. She has partnered on cultural events in her city with the Secretary of the Environment to bring greater culture and environmental awareness to the community. Gabby has also done volunteer work and developed illustrations for such organizations as Comforter's House, supporting people and animals in need. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
Your children's book illustrations are becoming more widely known and are very creative. How does your story begin?
When I was a child, I surrounded myself with cartoons, children's books, comics. I learned how to read with comics. So I surrounded myself with arts, especially cartoons. And this is